Okay, so good morning. We're continuing with the Daf Yomi, Masach El Ketubot. Today's Daf is Daf Chaf Vav, Daf 26. Okay, I believe we left off at the top of the page, 26a at the top of the page. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim of Bichlalam. Rav Shlomo Ben Shamsi, Chaim Dabar Chama Chanujan, and the Melchan Mekam Rifkas, Rav Ben Munir, Shlomo Ben Sarat David Ben Rachel, Yafa Ben Debra, Rifka Ben Chavir, Rifka Ben Esther, Shlomo Ben Esther, Fray Ben Lam, Shlomo Ben Chana, Yafa Ben Miriam, Yehu Adam Ben Yafa Chai, Sarf Yitzchon Rechot, Bachana, Sarf Yitzchon Ben Malcham, Miriam Ben Chavir, Ben Miriam, Chana, Liana, Matna, Omer, Chana, Sarf Tamar, Sarf Chana, Kam Rav Gita, Barachat, Dan, Ben Yitzchair, Yaakov Ben Tamar, Yitzchak Ben Rodi, Yaakov Ben Malcham, Yishav Ben Manet, Rav Ben Yafa, Yosef Ben Rav, Moshe Ben Penina, Yosef Ben Yafa, Daniel Ben Dina, Simcha Ben Leah, Ephraim Ben Leah, Margali Bat Leah, כידידו, אלינה, אביגי בן מרים, גבריאלה ישוע בן נחמה חנן, מלכה בת אסתר, ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן נדיהו, בנימין בן יצחק, דיאל דינה בת אפרים, שמעון בן ישראל, רינה מכה בת דן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם. Okay, we left off at the top of the page. We said there was a different, what we left off on was essentially something that's called Mesiach Lefi Tumo, somebody who he's not testifying for a relative, rather he's just conversating about them, and through the conversation you can understand certain messages that the person was a Levi, the person was a Kohen, you can understand just through the conversation. So that's what we believed in. So the Gemara now is going to bring a couple of examples as to what that exactly means and how we can learn certain lessons from that example. We're on the top of the Amud, Kavav Amud Aleph 26a, fourth word on the first line. Ki hada amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel. This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad, there was an incident with one person. Shayam mesiach lefi tumo. He was just speaking, conversely, he wasn't testifying. Ve'amar, and he said a story. Zichroni k'shani tinok, he says, I remember when I was a baby. Murkav al ketefo shel abba, I was sitting on the shoulders of my father. Ve'otzi'uni mi'beit ha'sefer, and they took me out of the school. Ve'ifshituni et kutanti, they took off my clothing. Ve'itbiluni le'echol b'tshurma la'erev, and they went and took me in, put me into the mikveh, in order so that I can have truma that evening. Meaning, assuming that he is a Kohen, and assuming that Stam child is probably going to be, you know, going into Rashi says going into garbages and stuff like that, so he's probably going to be tameh. Okay, so he, through this testimony, through this conversation, he kind of was trying to, show that he's a Kohen. So, Rabbi Chiya, Mesayimba, and Rabbi Chiya ended saying, V'chavirayim bedelin mimenu, and his friends would distance themselves from him in order not to make him tamin. V'hayu korinoto, they would call, korinoti, they would call me, Yochanan ochel chalot, Yochanan who eats chalot, that's what they would call me. V'he'elahu Rabbi lekehuna alpiv, and Rabbi, upgraded him to be a Kohen, full-fledged Kohen, based on that testimony, even though it wasn't really a testimony, it was Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Keshem Shetruma Chazaka Lekehuna, just like if a person is eating Truma, it's considered a Chazaka that he's a Kohen, so too, Kach Ma'aser Rishon Chazaka Lekehuna, so too, if a man is eating Ma'aser Rishon, it is a Chazaka that he is a Kohen. So the Gemara says, V'acholek Beveid Din Eina Chazaka, and somebody that gets divided out in the Beit Din, let's say his Terumah, based on the Beit Din's dividing how they want to divide it, that would not be considered a chazakah. Now the Gemara is going to break these down. Ma'aser Rishon, the Gemara asks, the Levihu, Ma'aser Rishon, we know how Terumot and Ma'aser work. There's Terumah Gedola, it goes to the Kohen. Then there's Ma'aser Rishon, which goes to the Levi. And then the Levi gives Terumat Ma'aser to the Kohen. So Ma'aser Rishon is not for the Kohen. Ma'aser Rishon is actually for the Levi. Why is the Gemara saying if somebody eats Ma'aser Rishon, you can assume that he's a Kohen? Who says that's not the case? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's following Rabbi Elazar in the Machloket. The Tanya, as the writer says, Terumah le Kohen, Truma goes to the Kohen, Ma'aser Rishon le Levi. And Ma'aser Rishon, like we understand, goes to the Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, Ma'aser Rishon af le Kohen, that Ma'aser Rishon even goes to the Kohen, it's not only to the Levi. So the Gemara asks, Emor de Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, okay, when did he say that it goes to the Kohen? Af le Kohen, it even goes to the Kohen, meaning it goes to the Levi and it goes to the Kohen. But, le Kohen velo le Levi mi Amar, does he say that it goes to the Kohen and not to the Levi? Nobody ever said such a thing. So the Gemara says, "In it actually is that case." Batar de Kansinu Ezra. After Ezra, he fined the Leviim for not coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So then the Leviim would not receive Maaser Rishon, and it would only, according to Rabbi Elazar, it would only go to the Kohanim. So that's what he meant to say. That if you see in that time where someone is eating Maser Rishon, you can assume he's a Kohen. The Gemara says, V'dilma ikru v'yavule. What if there was a situation that by accident they went and gave a Levi Maser Rishon? It could happen, and then you're going to make a Levi a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Amar Chista, Hachavamay Askinan, what are we dealing with over here? Kegon de muhzaklan ba'avua dehai de kohenhu. We know for sure that this person, his father is a Kohen. V'nafak ale kala de ben gerushahu ben chalutzahu. And a voice came out, you know, a rumor came out that he's a son of a divorcee or a son of a chalutza, which would make him a halal. So we don't know if he's really a Kohen anymore or not. And they gave him ma'aser in the granary. So the Gemara says, Levi, he cannot be a Levi. Levihu, his father's a Kohen, so there's no way he could be a Levi. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika lameimar, what are you going to say over there? Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutzahu? Are you going to say that he's a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza? You know, they're giving him Truma. If he was a Halal, he was a son of a divorcee or a son of a Chalutza, they wouldn't give him Ma'aser Rishon. They wouldn't give him anything. So how could this be? So the Gemara says, Lo mi baya, it's not asking according to the opinion, the man de Amar, Ma'aser Rishon Asur Lezarim. That Ma'aser Rishon is forbidden to an Israel, to a non-Levi or Kohen. The love, the lo havu yahavule, because they wouldn't even give it to him, because asur to him, meaning if he was considered a halal, we're not asking according to the opinion who says asur to give ma'aser rishon to a halal, to an Israel, because he would be asur to him anyway. They wouldn't give it to him in the first place. Ela afilo leman da'amar, but even according to the opinion that says ma'aser rishon mutar lezarim, it's a machloket, and ma'aser rishon, according to one opinion, is permitted to an Israel. Hanemile, that's only the limispak lehu, to give them in general, in order for them to eat. But aval betorat chaluka lo yahavule. But they would not give them in a setting of a when they're dividing out the ma'aser to the kohanim and leviim. They would not give an Israel in that type of dividing setting. They would give it to him in a general setting. Let's say someone sees a Israel, hey, you want to have something to eat? You give him ma'aser. But they would not give it to him in a general setting where they would divide it out. Let's say in the granary or in the beit din. So that's how you would know that he definitely would not be an Israel, and that's how you can assume that he has to for sure be a kohen. Then we said, "V'acholek b'beitin eina chazaka." If somebody gives out in the beitin, they give out the truma to the person, eina, it's not considered a chazaka. So the Gemara says, "I b'beitin lo havia chazaka." If it's not a chazaka in the beitin, then where would it be a chazaka? Hecha havia chazaka. Then what makes a chazaka? We know the beitin is the strongest type. So why would this not be a chazaka? Amar Rav Sheshat, achika amar. This is what was meant to say. Hacholek truma b'nichsei aviv. If let's say they're giving out truma from the inheritance of one's father. Someone's parents, father passed away, and now they're giving out the inheritance. Im echav, and they're giving it out with his brothers. Bebeitin, in the beitin, eina chazaka. That would not be a chazaka, that he's a kohen, because anyone is able to get inheritance. Meaning, even if he was a halal, this child, he would still be able to get inheritance. So that's not proving, the fact that they're giving him truma is not proving that he's a kohen. So the Gemara says, pshita. Obviously, if he's he's also Israel, he can receive inheritance too. So what is the Gemara teaching us? Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, midehanach la'achila, since his brothers are taking the truma in order to be eaten, hay nami la'achila, so too he is taking the truma in order to eat it. Kamashmalan, comes the Gemara to teach us, hanach la'achila, hay lezabune, that no, it's coming to teach us that his brothers are taking the truma for eating. And he is taking the truma, because he's a halal now, he's taking it in order to sell it, and not in order to eat it. So that's why, if you see somebody being divided out, the inheritance for truma in the Beit Din, that would not be a chazaka that he is a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein ma'alina kehuna al pi yad echad. We said this in our Mishnah, if you remember, a few dapim ago, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot make somebody a Kohen with one witness. Then Rashbag said the same thing. Rashbag and Rabbi Elazar said the exact same thing. That here, let's go back to our Mishnah. I think it's on Kaf Gimel. If you go to Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, Mishnah over there says, we don't make a Kohen with one witness. Rabbi Elazar says, when is that the case? Whenever there are people making claims. But if there is no one making a claim, then we can make a Kohen with one witness. And Rashbag said, you can make a Kohen with one witness. So the Gemara now asks, okay, according to that, Rashbag, Hainu Rabbi Elazar. Rashbag is the same opinion. It says Rabbi Elazar, it's a girsa. So it's Rabbi Elazar, Rashbag and Rabbi Elazar are the same exact opinion. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima ar chad ike beinayu. Maybe one person making a claim would be the difference between them. That Rabbi Elazar savar, Rabbi Elazar holds ar chad, that RR, a claim, is considered only if it's one person. Even if there's one person who's making a claim, that's considered a claim, according to Rabbi Elazar. Verashbag Savan, Rashbag holds RR Trey. Then no, you need two people in order to make an actual claim. So maybe that's the machloket. The Gemara says, no. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan says, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, Ein Arar Pachot Mishnayim, that you cannot have a claim against someone less than two people. So it has to be, that cannot be the machloken. Ela hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? The muhzaklan ba'avua dehai de kohenhu. We know this person, his father is a kohen. V'nafak alei kala de ben gerusha ben chalutahu. And a rumor came out that he is a son of a divorcee or a son of a chaluta, he's a halal. V'achtine, and we brought him down, we took him down from his kohenship until we check and investigate a little bit further. And then a one witness came and said, I know that he is a Kohen, flipping the Amud. Now what happened? That they heard this one witness. They put him back up, right? They made, because in a case where there's a, you know, rumor that came out and there was one witness, we would believe him. So they put him back up, back to his Kohenship. And then two witnesses came, and then they came and said that no, he's really a halal. He was a son of a divorcee. Ve'achtine, and they took him back down from being a kohen. Ve'ata edechad, and then another time, one witness came. Ve'amar yadana beid kohenu, and he said, "No, I know that he's a kohen." So what happened? They bring him back up. So there's a machloket now. We're gonna see how you hold. There's a machloket if you bring him back up to be a kohen or not. Udekule alma, everybody agrees. Mitzdarfin le'edut, that these two individual witnesses, even though they didn't come at the same time, everybody agrees that they combine to be a testimony. That you need two witnesses. One came at first. One came much later on. We can combine the testimony. Everybody agrees to that. V'hacha, and the machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rashbag is the following. They're arguing on if we worry for the disgrace or the embarrassment, the putting down of a Beit Din. So, Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar holds, Savar, Kevan de Achtine, lo maskinale. Once you bring him down, this guy, from being a Kohen, we don't bring him back up. Why? Chashinan le ziluta de Beit Dina. We're worried about the disgrace of the Beit Din, that the Beit Din ruled that he is now not a Kohen. Now you bring him back up. If you're going to bring it back up, you're going to show the Beit Din doesn't know what they're talking about, and you're going to embarrass them. So he says you would not be able to do that. Whereas the Rashbag, Savar Rashbag holds, Anan achtinan le, v'anan maskinan le. We bring him, we bring him down, and we can bring him back up. You do it back and forth, until we get to the final decision that he's a Kohen or not. Ule ziluta de Beit Dina lo chashinan. And Rashbag says we do not worry for a disgrace of the Beit Din. We would not worry for such a thing, and so therefore you would be able to bring him back up and down based on the testimony. That would be the machloket. So the Gemara brings a contradiction. Matkif la Rav Ashi. Here's a contradiction. Ihachi, if that's the case, afilu trei v'trei nami, even if it was two witnesses and then two other witnesses came and they came together at the same time, Rashi says atu behade hadade nami v'pam shenia, the second time that they would come, even if it was two witnesses, the Rabbi Elazar lo maskinan, like even according to Rabbi Elazar, or especially according to Rabbi Elazar, we would not make the guy a kohen again based on these two witnesses coming a second time. Why? Rabbi Elazar has his opinion according to this. He says once you bring the guy down, you cannot bring him back up, but to be a kohen, because that's a disgrace to the Beit Din. So this, does that make sense that we would say such a thing? The Gemara says, and it's two witnesses. How can you say the two witnesses you would not believe? Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, "B'mitzdarfin le'edut kamiflegi." The machloket is actually: do we consider if we have one witness that's come now and another witness come much later, can we combine them together to be one if they're saying the same thing? So it's a machloket. So the Gemara says, "Uveplukta dehane tanai," and their machloket is on the same machloket tanaim that we have elsewhere. The Tanya, as the Baraita says, "Ein edutan mitzdarefet." The edut, their testimony, does not combine together. An shir ush nehem ke echad, until both of them see and testify together. Right, Rashi says they have to see at the same time and testify together as well. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Amar. Rabbi Yeshua says afilo bezeh achar zeh, even if it's one after another. Ve'ein edutan mitkeimet bebeit din, meaning even if they see one after another, but the edut doesn't count in the Beit Din until. Until they both testify together. Okay, so the Rabbanan is saying they have to see together. Rabbi Yeshua is saying no, they don't necessarily have to see together. He's saying they have to testify together. Okay, Rabbi Natan says, Shom'in dvarav shelze hayom. We listen to one witness today. Ukshayavo chaveron, when the other witness comes much later, l'machar, let's say tomorrow he comes, Shom'in dvarav, we would listen to his words. So it's a machloket tanaim between Rabbi Natan and the Rabbanan. If we would need them to come together, Or they can even come one after another. And this would be the same machlok in our case, where Rabbi Elazar would say that really you need them to come together. And Rashbag would say that no, even if they come one after another, that would be sufficient. That would be the machlok etanaim over here. That's how Rashi explains it. It's the same machlok etanaim as Rabbi Natan. Here, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rashi says, "Beplukta Rabbi Natan veRabbanan pligi." They're arguing on the same machloket as Rabbi Natan and the Rabbanan. Okay, continuing with the new Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah says, "Haisha shenichbesha, a woman who was imprisoned, she was taken and imprisoned, bidei ovdei kochamim, by the hands of the non-Jews, al yadim mamon." If it was because of money, let's say, muter lebala, when she comes back to her husband, she's permitted to stay with him. Al yaday nefashot, but if it was because of murder, let's say they wanted to, right, Rashi says, shahitan nidonen lemut, they were putting her to death, to the death sentence, then asura lebala. Then we assume that they probably took advantage of her and slept with her, and therefore she probably was okay with it at one point. She was nitrat stara, she says, and therefore she would be asura to marry back her husband. The Gemara comes and says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, lo shanu, we only taught that by the case of monetary law, she would be muteret back to her husband. In what case? Ela sheyad Yisrael tekifa alivd alavdei kochavim. When the Jewish people are stronger than the Goyim, when the Jewish people are overpowering in that area over the Goyim, then what happens? The person who takes her, the woman, the wife, because the guy owes him money, he's going to be afraid to do something to the wife because they're stronger, the Jewish people are stronger. Aval yad ovdei kochavim tekifa al atzman. But if the non-Jewish hand is stronger than themselves, it's a euphemism. They're saying they're stronger than Am Yisrael, but they don't want to say something negative about Am Yisrael. So if the non-Jews are stronger than Am Yisrael, afilo al yadei mamon asura lebala, that even by a case of monetary law, she would be asura to her husband. So the Gemara says, "Meitiv Rava." We have a contradiction. Heid Rabbi Yosei HaKohen, he testified. Rabbi Zechariah ben Hakatzav, and Rabbi Zechariah, the son of the Katzav, the Shechter, al bat Yisrael, about a Israel woman, shehur hana baAshkalon, that she was taken, in Ashkelon, she was taken as a like pledge. They gave her as kind of, Rashi says, collateral. Nit mashkena. That really, the husband said, let's say, if I don't pay you my debt, you can take my wife as collateral. So they took her. They took his wife. He didn't pay, so they took the wife. He didn't pay. The husband didn't pay, so they took down. They took the wife as, let's say, a collateral. So the Gemara says, Shahurana beAshkelon. It was in Ashkelon. When she came back, virichekua bnei mishpachta. The family didn't want her to come back. Meaning she was married to a kohen, assumingly, and the family didn't want her to come back. They said, you probably did something. Ve'edea me'idin ota shelo nisara v'shelo nitme'a. But the witnesses come and say she didn't do anything. She didn't go with anyone. She didn't sleep with anyone. Ve'amru la'em chachamim, and the chachamim said to the family, im atem ma'aminim shehurana, if you believe that she was taken, then believe us, believe the witnesses at least, that she wasn't, slept with. And if you don't believe that she wasn't slept with, meaning you think someone slept with her, then al ta'aminu shehurhana. Don't believe that she was taken and that she was taken as a pledge altogether. Because the only way you can know that she was taken is by the witnesses. And the only way you know if she slept with or not is by the witnesses. So either you believe the witnesses altogether or don't believe them at all. Meaning you don't believe that she was taken whatsoever. The Gemara says, veha Ashkelon, the yad of the kochavim tekifa al atzman. We know that in Ashkelon at that time, it was after the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Pelishtim, the land of the Pelishtim, and they were stronger than Am Yisrael at that time. So if they were stronger than Am Yisrael at the time, and what did we teach? Viketane, and we taught, flipping the Amud, Hurhana, that if she was taken, if she was pledged, she was taken, then she needs to bring witnesses to show that she's muteret, to show that she's permitted. But if she was taken as a prisoner, if she was taken in imprisonment, we can infer from that, lo, that she does not need to bring witnesses. Meaning, this is a contradiction of what we said. We said, we said that if she was taken in a time, in a city, that let's say that Goyim were stronger than Am Yisrael, and if it's for monetary law, then she needs to bring witnesses. What are we saying here? If she was nechbesha, if she was imprisoned, she does not need to bring witnesses that she's muteret. So you see, that's not what we said earlier. So the Gemara says, no. Hu hadin afilu nechvesha. No, even if she was imprisoned, really she would need to bring witnesses because it's a time that the goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael. So therefore, even though it's monetary law, we would need to bring witnesses to show that she was not slept with. And the incident and the story that happened, it happened in that case that she was taken as a hurhana, she was taken as, let's say, a collateral of some sort. And so that's why they said the story about hurhana, that she was pledged. Whereas it's the same exact law in a case where she was imprisoned, that in that case, if let's say the goyim were overpowering Am Yisrael at the time, so then she would need to bring witnesses that she was not slept with. Okay? Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen.